History of Dolox. Few records exist regarding the origins of the town, although one fact about which there is no doubt is the presence of the Romans. In any event, the first reliable information regarding the history of Dolox dates back to 883, when the castle was occupied by Omar ben Hafsun, who fortified it and made it one of the most important in the kingdom. The area was incorporated by the Catholic crown in 1487. The Catholic monarchs permitted all Arabs who wished to continue living in the town to do so, though in a separate district and on the condition that they agreed to be vassals of the crown, allowing them to conserve their religion, judiciary system, language and dress. These privileges were gradually suppressed during subsequent reigns until the Arabs were forced to either convert to Christianity or leave the town for Africa. Dolox stands at the foot of the Sierra Blanca and Sierra Padam mountain ranges, at the heart of the Parque Natural de la Sierra de las Nieves. Its urban design consists of steep, winding streets with irrigation ditches to transport water. Its houses, like those found in the rest of the region, feature whitewashed exteriors adorned with a multitude of flowers. Visitors can enjoy peaceful locations of immense beauty, such as Plaza de los Poyos or La Rinconada del Castillo, also known as Los Lanitlis. On the edge of town, the Ermita de San Roque, named after Dolox's patron saint, stands guard over the town. However, it is Dolox's ecological riches that make it one of the most attractive towns in the region, consisting of pine groves, ancient Gaul oaks and a number of rivers. The local economy is primarily based on orange and olive production, not forgetting tourism, which grew as a result of the town's famous spa.